You're holding that ches in Zvochim. Last Gemara just we had was, Gemara's Teshayla was, Chatis Minolon. How do we know by Korban Chatis that the Mishnah says that Shloi Lishmo makes a psul, whether it's Shloi Lishmo by Shinu Kodesh or by Shinu Bailim, that the Chatis becomes psula? So we know, and how do we know this from? Gemara said last lines in Avzayim Mabez was, the Pesach says, V'shochat oisol lechatis, you should sech this korban lechatis. So we dash the mean shetei shchita l'shem chatis, that b'shas you do the avoid of shchita, you have to have in mind l'shem a korban chatis. Gemara says very good, ashkechon shchita. We find so far that the avoid of shchita needs l'shmo. But kabbalah minon, how do we know the second avoid of kabbalah to receive the dam, how do you know this needs l'shmo? So the Gemara says, the Pesach says, the interpreter of Ches Amad Aleph, that Veloka HaKoyin Midam HaChatis, that the Koyin should take from the Dam of the Chatis. And Rashi says, Velokach means Loshen Kabbalahu, that the Kabbalah Sadam, the receiving of the Dam, should also be done Midam HaChatis, meaning L'Shem Chatis. So Vidashin means Shetei Kabbalah L'Shem Chatis, that the Shas, the Koyin, makes the Kabbalah Sadam, he should have in mind L'Shem, the Korban Chatis. Sumer says very good. The Ashkechei Shchita the Kabbalah. So far we have Psukim. They're both the Shchita of the Korban Chatis and the Kabbalah should be done Lishmo. But Zerika Minon, how do we know that the Zerika Saddam also has to be done Lishmo? To Yom HaKro, the Pesach says, V'chiper Olav HaKoyin Mechatosoi. That the Koyin should be Mechaper for him on the Chet. So it says, V'chiper Olav HaKoyin Mechatosoi, Shavidashin, it means, Shetei Kapora L'Shem Chatis. That the kapora and the main part of the kapora is the zrika sadam, so it means to teach us that the zrika sadam should be done the shem of korban the shem the chatis. So now, even though we do not have a pasuk yet for halacha, but that was the cloud we had before. Like Rashi says that halacha leitzrokor, we do not need a special pasuk for halacha, the carrying of the blood. The bechlal kabolahi misrabalei, whatever halacha applies to kabbalah automatically also applies to halacha, like we had before. Gemara says very good. Ashkechon shinu kodesh. So far we have psukim that by korban chatis you have to have a mind l'shem the chatis and not l'shem another korban. But shinu b'ayin minolon. How do we know that such an inyan is supposed to be mechaven that the kapora should be for the owner and not for somebody else? Or makro the pasuk says olov. It says v'chiper olov. So we darshin olov of loyachav eroim. That you have to mechaven for him and not for somebody else, not for his friend. So that's the psul of Shinu Bailam. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon, so far we found Sukkim by Korban Chatis Lemitzvah. That true Lechatchili is supposed to be Mechavin for the right Korban for Korban Chatis and for the owner, and you're not supposed to do it for somebody else or for different Korban. But like we always say by Kochim, if the Torah only says something once, it only means Lemitzvah, you're supposed to do it that way, but it's not Likuvah. The question is, so la'akiv minolan. Like, how does the Mishnah know to say that by Shinu Kodesh, by Chatis, it's Psula? How do we know this? So, Gemara answers, Ki di'oma Rav Huna b'ered Rav Yeshua, like Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, that Chatis Chatos, like Pusun Sigmar later, he makes this Rosho, the Darshan that says, V'chipur Olav HaKoyin Mechatosai. It just should have said Mechatis, except the extra Vav Yisera. So Rashi says, Lemedrash bo l'shem b'ilim, that you have to have in mind l'shem the owner. So chinami chatis chatosai. Here also, like for Shinu b'ilim at least, it says a second time you have to be mechavan l'shem the owner and not for somebody else. So it says it twice, by Shinu b'ilim, therefore I know it will be psula. So Gemara says, okay, ashkechon mitzvah b'shinu kodesh. So far for the psula of Shinu kodesh to have in mind for korban chatis. And not l'shem a korban olah, we only have one pasuk so far, which would mean it's only l'mitzvah, but not l'kuva. So ask a chon mitzvah b'shinu kodesh, or zrika b'shinu b'ilim, bein l'mitzvah bein l'yakif. True, that these pasukim say v'chip rola b'koin is talking about the kapara, it's talking about the zrika. So by the zrika, there are two pasukim to say that there's a psul of shinu b'ilim. So b'shas the avoid of zrika v'yimechavin al mechatis, that it should be mechaper for another person that's also mechuyev korban chatis, and achrami then tak is psula. But the question is, liyakev b'chol avoida. How do we know that all the other avoidas is likuva v'shinu kodesh? By shinu kodesh, how do we know all the avoidas are likuva? We only have psukim so far lemitzvah, not likuva. Or v'shar avoidas v'shinu b'ilam. Even the other three avoidas, not the zrika, but the shchita, the kabbalah, and halacha, bein lemitzvah, bein liyakev minolan. But how do we know there's a psul of shinu b'ilam by the first three avoidas? The two psukim we have are only by zrika. So maybe there's only a psul b'shas zrika if you mechavet for somebody else, that makes a psul in the korban. But maybe b'shas shchita and b'shas kabbalah and halacha, there's no psul of shinu b'ilam at all by a korban chatas. So how do we know the yisoid of our mishnah to say that by korban chatas all dalat avoidas make a psul? So for instance, Omer Rabbi Yoino, asya mechatas nazir. I'll tell you what, we'll learn it out from mechatas nazir. It says by the we are nazir brings three kabbonis. He has to bring an oila, a chatis, and a shlomim. So by the chatis, the korban chatis that the nazir has to bring, the chsivit says v'hikriv ha'koyin lefnei Hashem v'yosef chatosoi v'yeselosoi, that the koyin should make his chatis and his oila. So what's the lashon of chatosoi? It means to make. We have a diak here sheyehei sheyiyu kol asiyosov L'shem chatis, that all the avoidus of the korban, the shkita, the kabbalah, the aloha, the zrika should be done l'shem a korban chatis. So this is very good. Ask yichon shinu kodesh. So we have so far the psukim, a second pasuk by shinu kodesh. But shinu b'ilim minolan. How do we know there's a psudo by shinu b'ilim? In other words, true by shinu kodesh. Since we have a second pasuk, the second time it says it, like we know already from before, the psukim before. So the second time it's teaching us likuva. So very good. So far I know that by shinu kodesh of a korban chatis, it makes a psul. Yes, now the kashra is though, but by shinu b'ilim minolan. How do we know by shinu b'ilim, if you have a mind for the wrong owner, that makes a psul by a korban chatis? Morin says, Amarav hunam, chatis chatosai. We have before, the pasuk says, an extra word, chatosai, could have just said the word chatis. So that's like, teach us likuva, that shinu b'ilim is even likuva. But the pasuk says again, v'chip rol of ha'koin mechatosai. Kosher said mechatis, an extra vov, to teach us that the soul of shinu b'ilim. So it says this like twice, so therefore it teaches us even likuva. So Rashi says, Om Rafuna means gabin nozik siv, v'yosar es chatosav yesel osoi. Hare le mitzvah, hu kishlomim. Yeah. Sounds like Gemara says, now Rashi explains, like the Chura, how do we know all the four avoidus? Maybe it's only by Zerika again. So Rashi says, now we have to come on, like we learn as Daima Tishlomim. We had the Hekesh to rule Daima Tishlomim. So therefore we say, Mashlom, just like by Korban Shlomim, loy cholak to behem. Bein Zerika le shar avoidus. There's no difference between the avoid of Zerika and shar avoidus. That's Bishinu by le mitzvah, that it's only le mitzvah, not le kuvam. Avchata, the same way by Korban Chatis. Loy techot, there should be no difference. Bein Zerika le shar avoidus. Lakev, say le kuvah. Sivsare le chom mitzvah v'yikov, bein Bishinu kuvam, bein Bishinu b'ilam. That's how we know by Korban Chatis that there's a psul even le kuvah. So Mora says, Maskev lo Ravin asked the question, Ela meyatis so, Oy las, oy losoy, my derashtabei. According to Rafuni, the Ashim from this posik, it says, chatosoy, by this nozir, but also says in the same posik, it says, v'yosoy es chatosoy, v'yesoy losoy. So why don't I dash in also, oy losoy, meaning likuva, that maybe shinu b'ilim would be a psul? And we know it's not possible likuva. So that's question, Luvino, elamiyato, oy las losoy, my derashtabei. That's Ravina's question. Yimask Ravina, Lamiyato, is a loss of my derashtabe. The Gemara says, Ravina, according to Ravina, that you asked this question, Minchas, Minchosoi, Nesach, Niskoi, my derashtabe, the Gemara Shoch. The question says also, Minchosoi, Viniskoi, Gabi Nozir. So why don't you ask a question on the Minchan and the Nesach? Why do you only ask a question on a losoi, on a carbon oilo? So Gemara says, no, whom we boiler, this we understand. When it says minchosoi v'niskoi, we need it for something else. Hu miboilei minchosom v'niskeim balaylo minchosom v'niskeim afilu l'machor. The what that is no psul that has to be done today, could even be done at night time, it could even be brought tomorrow. That's the Joshua. Rashad Humi Boilei, Kechad Dashin, Lechol Minchosan Veniskayim, Belailo, Fiafilu Lamocho, Sheyuchshu Lovai Lamochar, for Lovai Belailo, that you ladder bring a mincho on the Sachem even at night time. So Hinami Darshin and Lahai vi also, as Minchosai calls the man Sheyasenu, who crow Minichsoi, Veniskoi, Shalze, Avapish Lakorbim Zivchoi. Maybe it means to tell you though that even though you're not bringing it at the same time you bring in the carbon, still it's called its mincha, still it's called its nesach. So mele minchosai v'niskoi, I understand what the chiddush is. The chiddush is even but not laila, even tomorrow. But our koponim olosoi is a kasha. El oilas olosoi mai derashtabe. Like if you're making the dig from chatosoi, it also says the word olosoi. So why don't I make a drosha carbon olosoi should be likuba then, shinobailim? That's one question. And secondly, mi gamriya mehadodi, can you learn out a regular chatis chelov? Mi chatis nozir, how could you learn out the loch of a regular korban chatis that's brought on an averu eat chelov? From the korban chatis that a nozir brings, how could you learn out another shar chatois? From chatis nozir, they're not doimel adodi. Chatis nozir, in other words, you can't learn out one from the other. You need two psukim to say each one is lemitzvah. Why? Someone explains that chatis chelev, mechatis nozel legomri, you can't learn out. If the Torah would have just said by chatis nozel need lishmo, or by no shino bailam, I would not know a chatis chelev. So I would have thought to say, sheken yeshimo dom machirim, maybe only by a nozir. A nozir has to bring three kabonis. But since he has to bring three kabonis, here the Torah was makbid that there should be no shinu bailim. But a regular chatis chelev, it's only one korban, maybe there even the mitzvah you'll have to think for somebody else. So I would not be able to learn out one from the other. So if so, let it just say by chatis chelev, no. Chatis nozem e chatis chelev legomro, I would not be able to learn out a chatis chelev, a chatis is brought on a chet from the... I mean, I cannot learn out chatis nozir from a chatis chelev legomro shekain karis, because if you eat chelev b'meizid yichayev karis. Therefore, the Torah said on his korban chumris, you have to be mechavan lishmo l'shem the bailim. But maybe by a chatis nozir, it's not on a chiyev karis, maybe you do not need no shino bailim. Therefore, I cannot learn out one from the other, so I need two separate sukkim. So that's the question. Maybe it's only lemitzvah and not likuvah. Mar Moskot and Mar Enses, Mar Enses and Loma Rav Rova says like this: Asya Mechatis Mitzara, learn out Likuva from a korban chatis that a mitzara brings. That what Echsivit says, the Yosa Hakoyin Es Hachatis, the Kohen should make his korban chatis. So Idashne means she Yiyu Kol Asiyos of Lashem Chatis, all the avodas of the korban should be done Lashem Chatis. V'Askechon Shinu Kodesh. Good, this is the psul of Shinu Kodesh. Rashi Zuli Yaakov, to nafku le mitzvah liyel b'shar chatois, le mitzvah anyway we know for shar chatois already. So it says a second term here by chatis mitzvah, teach us even likuva. Shinu bailim minole, how do we know there's a psul of shinu bailim? Shinu bailim minole is on my core, the Potska says, v'chipar al hamitayr. So we darshin al hamitayr zeh, for loy al hamitayr chaderoi. You have to have in mind for this mitzvah, and not for another one. Which is like Sefer, the Vios, like when it's a Chatesu, the Alamitari, Makuli, Asiyosikoi, all the Avodah should be done, L'shem, this Mitzayra, this Kapara, and not for somebody else. So Mura says, so that's how we know Likuva, from Chates Mitzayra. So Mura says, again, the same question, no, V'yakate Miyalfa Miyadodi, how could we learn out one from the other, like we need each one separately? Chates Chelev Mechates Mitzayra Miyalfa, you cannot learn out a Chates Chelev from a chatas that a mitzvah has to bring. Shekein yesh imo doma macherim. Because the mitzvah has to bring other kabbonis also. So since he has other kabbonis, maybe that's why the Torah was more machm here by its chatas. But a regular chatas chelev, it's only one carbon, maybe they do not need lishmo, or not likuva. And the opposite way, chatas mitzvah mechatas chelev legomro, we cannot learn out the loch of a chatas mitzvah from the chatas of a carbon of a chelev. Shekein chorus again, because the chet of chelev is a chiv chorus. By Mitzvah there's no Chiyuv Karis. So again, I cannot learn out one from the other. So maybe that's why the Torah wrote both of them. But again, it's not called two times Likuva. There are only two single ones to teach us Le Mitzvah. Samara says true. Mechod Eliyasi, you cannot learn out one from another. But Taisei Chod Mitat, learn out one from two. In other words, it says it three times in a regular chattis, by a nazir, and by a mitzvah. So what do I need him for? So I learn out one from the other, and therefore one is extra teacher's likuva. Tomorrow says, no, behind the lichtiv, which one of these three chatois shouldn't the Torah have written the loch of lishmo? So if you want to say the lichtiv, rachamone bechattis chela by regular korban chattis, here the Torah shouldn't have written you need lishmo, v'teisim mahanach. I learn it out from the other two, from another, from a mitzvah. So I'll tell you, no, you're killing out the chattis chela from those two. Malahanach shken yeshimoim domam acherim. Both the nozer and the mitzvah have to bring other korbanos, not only korban chattis. So that's why there are chumras in the halacha that the korban need lishmo, but maybe a regular korban chelav does need lishmo. So what do you want to tell me then? The lichta rachmona bechatas nozir. The Torah shouldn't have written lishmo by the chatas that the nozir brings. If you taste him, hanach, learn out from the other ones. I'll let you know. Malhana shekein ein lohem shaylo by a mitzvira and by a chatas chelav. There's no way to be sure to take away the nether, to take away your mitzvira, to take away the chiyuv to bring the korban. Mashenken by Nazir, it only starts off because you made a neder to Mekabel Naziris. If you are sure you go to a Chacham to be Yoke the neder Mikoro, you don't have to bring the Korban. Now since this Korban of a Nazir is possible to be sure to take away the whole neder, take away your whole Naziris, maybe therefore it's Kal and you would not need Lishmo. So Mura says, Elamai, Lelicht of Rachmona Bechatas Mitzar. Okay, the Torah shouldn't have written the Loch of Lishmo by a Chatas that a Mitzar brings. Let me learn out from the other two. So Mora says, no. Mal Hanach, you know, so the other two have in common. Shekein ein boyim bedalus. They do not come bedalus. The Rashi says, Shein chatois yordes v'anias lo v'yoif. By the other two, by chatez chelev and by nazir, there's no way to bring a knife, to bring a bird. Mashenke by a mitzvah, if he's very poor, he has a right to bring a knife for his korban chatez. So I cannot learn out a mitzvah from a nazir. Therefore, I need to describe all three cases. There's no extra one, so maybe they're only lemitzvah and not likuva. Whereas El Radom, Makor Posik says, Zois HaTorah again Le'elov LaMincha, that this is the halacha told the Kabbonas together. So in this Posik is HaKeshin HaKosav L'Shlomim. All the Kabbonas are hukesh to a Korban Shlomim. That means Mashlom, just like by Korban Shlomim we had Sukkim ready before. Ben Shinu Kodesh, Ben Shinu Bailim, Binin L'Shmon. Lemitzvah, that lemitzvah lis lechatchila. There's a mitzvah to think l'shein the korban and l'shein the owner of the korban. So from this hekesh, I would also know af chattis. Even a korban chattis also needs bein shinu kodesh, bein shinu bailim, binin l'shmo. That you have to be mechavan l'shmo by both of these korban, by chattis also. So therefore, mitzvah mishlamim, true. That the korban chatas needs lemitzvah to be mechavan lishmo, that I learn not from a korban shlomin. If so, v'hanich kroi, these psukim that it says extra by korban chatas, liyakev, it comes to teach us that a second time he is likuva, that if you mechavan lishem a different korban or a different owner, it makes a psul in the korban. That's the maskana, we learn out lemitzvah from korban shlomin, and his extra psukim of loka koi midama chatas, Shetei Kabol, Lashem Chatas, or the Shechita, that teaches us even Liyakev. Now the Gemara asks, V'ashkechon Chatas Chelev. So far true, we know that by Korban Chatas that's brought for the Chet of Eden Chelev, that you have to have Lishmo, and Shto Lishmo is a Psul. T'chsiv bo Lachatas, because we have the Pesuk, it says, V'shachat Oysa Lachatas. So B'stam Chatas, T'chsiv B'stam Lachatas. So by Stam Chattis we know a second time, La'akit. But the question we are asked now is, Chattis the Avodah Zarah? That if we bring a Chattis for an Avodah,